We are holding Taf Ayin Gimel Sif Hey. Some of it a long sif, but hopefully we'll get to it quickly. Sif says as follows: that Elu Yarka Shiotzim Behem Yedei Chavaso. So the following is a list of those vegetables identified by Chazal that one is going to be able to use to fulfill the mitzvah of Mara. Mara nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we don't have a Korban Pesach, is only going to be Midurbanan, it's only going to be by rabbinic decree, and it's going to be significant hopefully in a little bit. So what is that list of vegetables? Now the problem with this list of vegetables, as far as Chazal presented, is we're not exactly certain the identity of these different vegetables. But they are Chazeras, Ulshin, Tamcha, Charchavina, which he says the Ramah says the type of grass, and Mar. So those are the five types which one could use. And then he says V'yotzim ba'alin shalahem. One can fulfill the mitzvah either by having the leaf of any one of these five vegetables, or the stalk. The stalk includes the main part of the root, which goes into the ground. But not the shorish root, meaning the little offshoots of the root itself. Those are small things one is not going to be able to use. Now, even within the ability to fulfill the mitzvah with the leaves and with the stalks, he says, El Sheba Alin, in Yotzin Elin Kenhim Lach. And when it comes to the leaves, one is going to use leaves. So one can only fulfill the mitzvah if they are still moist, because it's only when they're moist that they're going to retain that bitter taste. The Kalachim, but if one is fulfilling a mitzvah with the stalks, so Yotzin Ben Lachim Ben Yevashim, so one will fulfill the mitzvah whether it's moist, whether it's visibly moist or dry, because even when it's dry on the outside, there's an assumption due to its thickness that it's going to be, it will still retain its bitter taste, and that's really what we are looking for. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that in our country we don't really have much of, in those countries at least, they didn't have much of variety in terms of vegetables to be able to use for Mar, so that's where the common custom to use grain, to use a horseradish came from. And he points out that the Gra had the practice of, he only would grind up the horseradish roots when he came home from Shul after davening, because he was concerned that if you go ahead and you grind it too early in the day, so by the time you sit down to eat the Mar, it has lost most of its bitter taste. Again, the thinner it becomes, the more quickly it loses its taste. So he would make sure to make an effort that it should retain that bitterness. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Avalo kavushin, velo shalukin, velo mevushalim. But one cannot be yotzei the mitzvah. We're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of mar if the mar was kavush. Kavush means that it was salted in brine. It was soaked in brine or pickled in brine, something of that sort. He mentions also even water or vinegar, which makes it problematic, at least the chatchila, to use jar bought horseradish, because that has liquid which is added, and therefore it's been soaking, so it should not be used. It says, b'di'evet, it will work, because we see l'maisa, it actually has the bitter taste even afterwards, but preferably it should not be used. Shaluk is something which is cooked a lot, and mevushal is the normal way of cooking something. V'kulam, it starts from the kezias, and even if you want to go ahead and make yourself a whole maror salad by using all five different vegetables together at once to combine to an olive's volume, that's going to be okay. Shushir ha-shalem, which is the required amount. Then he says, v'ikar ha-mitzvah b'chazeres. The primary mitzvah, though, is to use chazeres. That's the first one on the list. The reason why that one is preferred is because that's reminiscent of the actual subjugation in Mitzrayim, because at the beginning it was pleasant for us living in Mitzrayim, and only later on did it become bitter. In the same way, the Chazeres has that characteristic that initially it's sweet, and then it has a bitter aftertaste, or a bitter taste in the middle. But again, he says that if somebody is going, now here's where the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes, that if one is going to use one of the leafy vegetables in order to fulfill the mitzvah, someone has to be mindful of the fact that there are lots of bugs on vegetables. And he says that within the grand scheme of things, that even though there's a preference to have perhaps the chazeres, which is going to be one of the leafy vegetables, rather than horseradish, nonetheless, since Mara nowadays is only durbanan, eating bugs is an issur daraisa, so it's not worth the number of potentially issur daraisa which one violates if they eat bugs in order to fulfill a durbanan. So he says that if you're in a circumstance where it's going to be difficult for somebody to examine the leafy vegetable to make sure that there aren't bugs on there, it's better to go ahead and use the horseradish where you'll be more assured of not eating bugs than to try and be machmer on the leafy vegetable.
About
Should you moisten if you're using like romaine lettuce? No, as long as it's still green, we assume that it's moist. I don't think you have to specifically moisten. Right. I suppose if it becomes brittle already, so then that's where it's dry. Then he says, so the Ikar Mitzvah is going to be the Chazer, as we said, is going to be, I think what we normally translate, at least on the Seder plate, it's translated as romaine lettuce, is going to be that particular kind. Vimein lo Chazer, so if a person does have Chazeras, so Nyachzer Achar Rishon, Rishon Kefi HaSeder Shem Shinuyim. So then one should make an effort, the order is specific as it was presented, Chazeras, Ulshin, Tamcha, etc. You should try and get them in that order. Again, we don't really know what they are, so we go usually from romaine lettuce to horseradish, and generally people do whatever their family custom is. Then he says, the Ramadan, e'adzim ein lo echan ein lo yirakos, if one doesn't have one of these vegetables, so yikach la'ana oshar yarak mar, he should take la'ana, which is something also we're not really sure what the identity is, or some other vegetable which is going to be, which is going to have a bitter taste to it. Now from here, the Ramah moves on from the maror to what is eaten together with the maror, which is the charoses. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention charoses. It's something which comes in from the Ramah. He says, charoses yafe av, zeche latit, that you should make the charoses thick, which is going to be reminiscent of the mortar, which was used for the bricklaying. V'achakach nosnin bo, he doesn't say what that ingredient is going to be. He just says whatever that ingredient is going to be, it should be thick. Then afterwards you put in mas chometz, o yayin adom. Then afterwards you put in vinegar, the Mishabura says it should be wine vinegar specifically, or red wine, zechel adam, to be reminiscent of the blood. And the fruit, which is going to be the primary ingredient of the charoses, that should be, the choice of fruit should be something to which Klal Yisrael is compared. To go, for example, tafuchim, we translate as apples, tame is figs, agozim is nuts, yes. Rimonim is pomegranate, shakedim is also walnuts. Any of those things, most of those are found in shirashim. We also have tavlin, and we put on some sort of spice as well, kagon kinamon v'zangivil, which is going to be cinnamon or ginger, hadomim v'tevin, which are stalks of sorts, which are going to be reminiscent also of the straw, shalim v'gavim v'atit, which they also use in part of the brick making or the making process, or the mortar making process. So that was the whole thing with the straw, having to go ahead and gather their own straw. So that's why we'll use cinnamon or ginger for that. I don't know, he's not here. Do your wife makes it? Not the customer, the remote? You have to ask? Some people say that there's also that leafy vegetable that works. It's a little bit more of a stretch. I don't know if it's any cleaner. Just by tradition. They had the romaine lettuce more available to them than they had iceberg lettuce.